Hey everybody, today I watched Youth, directed by Paolo Sorrentino. I have not seen any of his previous films, so I don't have really a benchmark for if this is his standard style or not. If so, then fans of his films will probably be at home with the strangeness of it. If not, this film is pretty strange. Now, it's, according to Wikipedia, it's a comedy drama, which, I don't know. I mean, there are some funny parts, so I guess calling it comedy drama is fair. If it was absolutely not a pure comedy, far from it. And I kind of, it seems like the kind of film that requires a second viewing to really understand what's happening here. And unfortunately, there's not a lot of time out there to watch every film a couple of times. For me, this is a one-shot. But, I don't know, it seems like there's something there to really grab on. I mean, there were things there that I did grab onto, but it feels like there's, like, even more to it than that, and I'm not feeling it so much. But, there's some good performances, great music. I would hope there'd be great music with one of our main characters, Michael Caine, being a musician, a retired musician. But there are some interesting shots throughout the film, some solid cinematography, and There's even some special effects. I'm pretty sure there are special effects. I don't think the one guy could actually do that with a tennis ball. I'm going to leave it at that. Imagine what he will. I just realized I was going to take the highway, but instead I'm going to go my way to where I'm going. Okay, so what were the memorable things? Paul Dano is excellent. And this, probably the most important thing this movie made me realize is I still haven't seen Love and Mercy, the film about Brian Wilson that came out last summer. I really need to see that sometime soon. I bet it's on, if not already, it's probably on Showtime or HBO right now. And I'm planning to add on Showtime to my Hulu subscription in the near future. Because there's some good stuff on there. Shameless is coming back next weekend, I think. Anyway, what am I talking about? Oh, this movie, Youth. So I think, my theory about the movie, that would explain the strangeness anyway, is that they're dead? They're dead all along? Nah, that's not it. But it would maybe make sense. Not a whole lot of sense, but this. So the movie takes place at this, like, resort. It's like a spa resort, and there's a mixture of retirees and famous people, and those are the main two, and then the people who work there. I haven't seen the World's Best Exotic Marigold Hotel. Is that the name of it? I haven't seen that, but I was thinking of the very few amounts of footage I've seen of those films from the trailers. It kind of made me think that this is like, this is maybe like that, except more dramatic. Maybe. I don't know. I doubt I'll ever see those movies, so I won't be able to confirm that. What else about this? Oh, yeah, so, yeah, Paul Dano, I really enjoyed his performance. Our main two characters are Michael Caine and Harvey Keitel, and they play a retired musician and a still-working but aged director, film director. And he's there, Harvey Keitel's character is there, working on the screenplay for his next film. And he has his team of writers with him. Now, there's a large number of characters introduced throughout the film that kind of have story arcs and may or may not have resolutions to their stories. This film is very much like a, I don't know, it felt like just snapshots of all these people for the most part, and I'm not really sure what we're supposed to think about some of them. I enjoyed the Mountaineer character. He felt pretty out of place, like he reminded me a lot of Will Forte, his beard, and on Last Man on Earth, and it felt on the verge of becoming an actual comedy when he was on screen, but unfortunately that didn't pay off in that sense. But I did enjoy that character. Like, you know, I found at the top of a K2 summit, I don't know what accent he had, a bedside table. Yep, it's true. I really like that scene. Also, I guess be warned, there is quite a bit of nudity in the film, since it is a spa. And, yeah, some of it may be enjoyable, some of it may not. There's a wide variety of nudity for your cinematic nudity needs. Okay, this review is getting pretty dumb. So, I don't know, check it out. If I didn't have MoviePass, I wouldn't have gone to see this in the theater. And I possibly may never have actually gone to see this, but if it does come to streaming, to a service that you subscribe to, and I remember after the movie started, I realized, oh, I have seen the trailer for this, and I did think it looked somewhat interesting. The story is largely about him coming back to directing, conducting an orchestra. Since that's how the film, that's like the opening scene, sets that arc up. But, there's not quite as much music throughout as I thought. I mean, there is a lot of it. I don't even know what I'm saying. There is a crazy music video in the middle of the movie. Also, this movie is just weird, okay? For most of this review, I've been thinking of, like, the stuff that makes sense. There's a lot of stuff that doesn't. It does, but it is weird. So, that's what I'll leave you with. I only have a few more seconds of this recording anyway. So, thanks so much for tuning in. Let me know what you thought about Youth by tweeting me at jkire, J-K-I-R-E. And visit todayiwatched.com for more reviews all the time. Also, I mean, Youth is it doesn't really tell you, it does tell you what the movie's about. It's not super descriptive. But the title for the movie that they're writing is like Life's Last Day. That is a pretty good title. I like that title more than Youth. Okay, thanks for listening. Catch you later.